It's been very, very rainy day in Lagos, probably beyond. And I saw someone's message that has said Lagos is underwater, and I saw videos. Damn, man, what's happening? What is the way forward for us? What is the way forward? Do we continue to look at these things, you know, and just, oh God, we help us, you know? It's sick. I think it's time we did something about this, all of these things that's happening, because it's gonna get worse until we actually do something. Welcome to day 16 of my 17 days in July journey. Yeah, it's my birthday tomorrow, but I don't feel the apprehension I felt last year when I was going to be 30. It feels different. It feels my book is almost here. I see clearly, like, there's so much clarity that I didn't have last year. You know, my paths are clearer. I know what to do, and even when things don't go my way, I know that it might still go my way, or I might just, there might be something better, something out there for me that I haven't seen yet. And it's been a really exciting experience for me. I just did like a proofread of what printer sends, and it felt really good. You know, I could really see these things coming together, and I'm really proud of myself and my friends. You know, I really love my friends. They're always there to say one word to me. There's Gracie, there's Yomi, there's so many people, and it's really exciting having people. I said to myself, in your last Yomi, what is most important really in this life is human capital. We sort of look to our next person and says, okay, this person doesn't really have much, so, you know, and we say, okay, this person cannot really do much for me, and this person doesn't really have money, this person doesn't really have that, you know, what, all looking for serious connections. But it's not really like that. Connections are as small as a baby telling you, oh, you can buy something here, you know. It's just the little things that matter. It doesn't have to be so big. That's what I try to let people around me know. You know, someone comes and says money is everything, and I'm saying that it depends on how you choose to see money, how you choose to see abundance, how you choose to see the fact that there is lack, and what you decide to term as reality. What is your reality? What do you think your reality is? Do you think you are subjugated? Do you think you don't have any other choice and life is against you? It's all in your mind. You can decide whatever you want. So let us fix Nigeria together. I have so much hopes for this country, but you know, you see people that say, oh, well, let's fix Nigeria, let's do this. Before you know it, put them in positions of power and they become something else. And you're wondering, well, why is this person, you know, that he said this, why is, you know, why has this person completely turned around on her words, on his words, and is just eating and packing Ghana musgos of monies with big stomach, you know, your tummy and all, and all of that, you know, has joined them. So I am of the opinion that you change the individual, you change the world. Let's look at the person in the mirror and become a better version of that person. When you're a better version of yourself, you become a better version of yourself to your family, and which will now go to society. And it keeps going on like that. But we have to come back to self, back to self. Thank you for listening to day 16 of my 17 days in July journey.